Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, we have not talked about bass fishing down at Fork in a while, actually for a pretty good while. My longtime good friend Larry Large, he's guided out of Mustang Resort for 30-something years, is standing by, and we're going to talk bass fishing and who knows what else when Larry and I get together. Larry, thank you for being with us, buddy.
I always enjoy this, Luke.
You know, just for our listeners' information, you and I go way, 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 way back. I could add another way in there. I was trying to remember the first time way, way back there that we actually spent time in the outdoors together, Larry. I wrote that book years ago on fishing and hunting in Texas, but a picture of you in there on a duck hunt that we had, but I think we had maybe fished together once or twice before that.
Yeah, I think, Luke, this is way back when you were doing the fishing reports on the Dallas Morning News. I remember you used to call me for updates on how the fishing was, and I invited you out, and I really believe we went fishing before we went on the duck hunt.
We did. I remember throwing that topwater plug over some grass.
Right, yeah. We threw buzz baits and AC plugs and all kinds of stuff.
I remember. And that's saying a whole lot for guys like Larry and I, folks. We can still remember that.
That's about all I can remember.
But folks, I'm going to tell you, and Larry, you don't have to, I'd rather you not even listen to this, but I'm going to tell you about Larry Large. He has guided on Fork for 32 years, Larry, give or take. 32 years. So quite experienced. And the bottom line is he's still very active, still guiding. Larry, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. As an old outdoor writer and a sportsman all of my life, there is no telling how many people that I fished with became a lot of people like you I became friends with. We got a lot in common. But, folks, as far as a well-rounded outdoorsman, you'd have to look long and hard to find anybody with more experience or more passion for the outdoors than Larry. Now, Larry, for about 6 years, I guided with you up there in the high country, Colorado, on the elk and bear. I kind of pulled out of that program. I got so many, as they say, irons in the fire, other stuff, you know, that I kind of pulled out of that program. But we have done a lot of stuff, a lot of fun stuff in the outdoors through the years. I think that's a true statement, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I've always said if it flies, it dies. If it's brown, it's down. If it swims, I try to put it in a boat. So, we've done just about everything I've ever done you've been a part of as far as, the hunting and fishing.
Yeah, I've always appreciated. I've learned a lot from you and, just being there and you through osmosis, if nothing else. I remember back in the days in New Mexico when you were the head guide for J&J Outfitters. That's where that was the first wild elk hunt I'd ever been on. You got me hooked up there, and I'd go up with the bow and hunt cow elk, which to me was just a great treat. I think I might still hold the New Mexico record for the biggest cow elk ever taken, or at least the biggest cow elk you've ever seen, right?
Well, I've been around elk since I was 8 years old, and I'm old right now. And I'm going to tell you what, that was the biggest cow elk I've ever seen. I don't think they get any bigger than that, and I'm not sure. I think we should have had a DNA test because I'm not sure it was an elk. I think it may have been an elephant.
I never will forget, folks. We was on the Pueblo Indian Reservation, right, Larry? The Taos,
yes,
Pueblo Indian Reservation. And
yep.
You had me set up in a tree stand up on there's a forest road came through and an elk trail. I'm talking a big trail coming out of the meadow down there up to, I think it was Guajolote Peak, ultimately,
right.
those those elk could go way up high, you know, to spend the day. Well, I, you know, it was the first cow elk I'd ever hunted, other than I had been on some Texas ranches, but this was the first wild elk I'd ever been hunting. There's one elk showed up, one, a cow. Now, she was coming down, you know, coming down off the high country. She come up to that road, and she stopped, and I was about 18 foot up in a tree, 15, 18 foot. She stopped, and she looked once, turned her head, looked down one side of that logging road, and looked up the hill on the other side of that logging road, and I thought, well, dadgummit, she's not going to give me a shot. I was up there with my bow, you know. Then all of a sudden, something changed her mind, and she walked right down that trail where I was at, 15, 16 yards, something like that. And I shot her just a tad back, as you say, as we say, a tad back of liver shots, what it was, which is a lethal shot. We found the elk, and but I had honestly had no idea, Larry. I didn't. I had no clue that elk was as big as it was until you and I started trying to load it in the back of that Bronco.
I'm telling you what. Now, this is a full-size O.J. Simpson special Bronco, and we had head up by the steering wheel. We had feet hanging out the back. How we got it in that Bronco is beyond me with just the two of us, because I know for a fact, I'd bet my life on the fact that that elk was well over 1,000 pounds.
Wow, that's huge. Well, I'll tell you how we got it in there. Thanks to your mechanical brain and ropes and gravity. You know, when that thing, we found it on a trail up this mountain. It went 400-500 yards up after I shot it, where Larry finally stumbled right over it. Jumped a log, Larry, and that elk went down, and that's where it died. And, you know, you hollered, I was on another trail, and you said, here it is. And I thought, how in the world are we going to get this thing? The quarters on that sucker weighed more than, you know, no telling what the quarter, hind quarter on that elk weighed.
They weighed more than any Texas deer.
Out for sure. Anyway, thank goodness it was uphill, and you, like always, you knew a back road or a trail or something. I want us to tell some. I've got a bear story, folks, that Larry and I got in on that I want to Larry to be with me when I tell it. This was up where Larry's still guiding up north of Steamboat Springs. If that could have been filmed, it was our true natures came out on that little deal right there, boy. That was so funny. But that's another story. Anyway, my point is we have done a lot. Larry, you also up on about that time you were telling me about this bear broke in your garage when up there at where y'all were, the camp lodge where y'all were staying. And you opened the door, didn't have a clue what was making all that racket, and it stuck his nose right there in your face. And you told me about you whacked him in the nose, and he went on about his business.
Here I am at 2:00 in the morning in my skivvies, just getting out of bed, still asleep, and I smacking this 350-pound bear across the nose with a broom handle.
Well, about the time,
now, just get you a picture of all of that.
I can see it. Well, after hearing that story, then on this same hunt, I had never seen I'd seen a couple of wild bear, you know, from a distance, but never been really, I had a long lens on my camera, Larry, and I was dying to get a picture of it. I heard this claws on bark, and I said, from the same stand where I killed that cow elk, and I said, I've got to get some pictures. So I put my bow down in my pack, and I start going toward that scratching sound back in the woods. Well, there was two babies up in a tree, up in a spruce, way up there. And then there was the mother, big mother bear. You've seen that particular bear, you told me later.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here I am.
By the way, before you get any farther, folks, do not try this on your own.
Do not try it at home, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, since then, I've been around a ton of bears. But anyway, this was my first one. And did I ever want a picture, you know? So I'm thinking, I'm trying to logic this thing out. Okay, the babies are up in the top of this tree, so I'm not between the bear and the babies. The mother is below the babies. Okay, I got this 300-millimeter lens, and I am snapping pictures. I've still got those pictures, by the way. She's not doing anything. She's just looking and posing and sticking that head down in between the limbs, and I'm snapping pictures. And I thought, I'm going to really get some good pictures. I tell you what I did. I got up there dang near under the tree, and she's looking and, you know, not aggressive at all. And I thought, okay, boy. So about that time, she dropped about 10 feet in elevation to another limb. You wouldn't think a 300-pound bear would be that agile. But, I mean, in a flash. And the next thing I see is teeth about 3 inches long, and she has stretched that head out, and she's giving me a talking to, boy. I knew enough, instinctively, maybe. That's all she did. She was telling me, don't come any closer, buddy, or I'm going to chew you up. So I started backing back one step at a time. And then she relaxed, but she could have made one pounce and it'd be about like a coyote jumping on a mouse or something, you know. It would have been.
Tell you, those things for their size in a tree or on land, people don't give them enough credit for how fast they are. You know, they can't run forever real fast, but for 50, 60 yards, there is absolutely no way you can get away from one. I don't care what you think you can do. You can't do it against a bear.
They're like a racehorse. I've heard they can run as fast as a racehorse for a short distance, Larry.
Yeah, 35 miles an hour. Yeah. And the old saying used to be, you know, if a bear gets after you in the woods and you're running, run downhill because their front legs are shorter than their back legs and they can't run downhill as fast. Well, they can't run downhill as fast as they can uphill, but they can run about six times faster than you can.
Larry, we have got so many funny stories. Folks, I'm going to get Larry back with us next week. Reminds me of a time when Larry and I was working with him on the guided hunts. I had a bear get in my electric buggy and try to drive it off the mountain. Larry, that's another story. They're telling me we're out of time. We need about three shows just to get everybody updated on some of the stuff that's happened to us. Of course, you guide out of Mustang Resort. You also offer hog hunts in Athens right now. I think the elk hunts are booked up for next year, you told me.
Yes, they are, Luke.
Okay.
I've still got lots of open dates for hogs, both at Athens and at Golden.
Okay, give them your number and where people can. Most people, a lot of people listening, a lot of people know you, Larry, but how do they contact you?
It's 970-819-3464 or huntingeasttexas.com.
Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Texas electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Texas, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.